with all of us being so close, we're really able to connect with each other. We can help each other. We're not afraid of criticizing each other. And with that, we can help people get into character. And by mixing in the Lake Linden people, we're so close. The schools are so close, and so we're all friends anyways. Mm-hmm. And so learning lines, practicing isn't difficult. We all have fun with it. We all laugh. You know, we can get through it together. It's not like no one feels left out or anything.
What character are you going to be playing in Beauty and the Beast?
I am Mrs. Potts.
Mrs. Potts. Stephanie is going to be Mrs. Potts. I don't know why I feel I must say it like that, but I feel I must. And what have you done to prepare yourself for the role of Mrs. Potts?
Well, Mrs. Potts is like it's more of a motherly figure. Mm-hmm. So I have to kind of like tone myself down. I'm like a very ecstatic person. So in order to be Mrs. Potts, I kind of have to calm myself down and kind of, you know, talk like in a soothing tone to everyone, because I'm mom.
Yeah. Moms should be talking in soothing tones. Very good. What would you say would be one of your favorite things about working collaboratively with the Calumet students? Like for you, what really stands out about...
What I like most about it is down in Lake Linden, you don't have a lot of people that do theater and are into just singing all the time. So when I get around everybody from Calumet that's done this and I'm with people that are just like me, so making all the friends that I've made.
I think it is important to find groups and people who enjoy doing the same thing that you enjoy doing, because then you really enjoy it when you're practicing and doing the play and you learn from each other, like Hannah had said.
I really wish we would have done the collaboration, you know, earlier in my years, because this will be my only play that I'm doing with them, and I really wish it wasn't the only play I was doing, because I enjoy them all so much.
Most people don't know about the Calumet Theater is it still has its original fly system, which is how everything is hung up above the stage. Like these drops that you see coming in and out, like the backdrops, that's all done in the fly lofts. So up above the stage, there's a little platform with a bunch of ropes connected to it. When you think of sandbags and ropes and all that, when you think of a theater, you're really thinking of the fly lofts. So in the Calumet Theater, that's up above the stage. So we'll have people up there this time too, changing drops. So between different scenes, we're going to have different drops to really enhance that and bring the story to life, which we don't typically see up here too much.
And Jacob, isn't it true that the Calumet Theater is one of the few places that has this kind of system?
That is true. It's called a hemp house, which means we still use ropes, pulleys, and sandbags.
That is so
Whereas
awesome.
Most people use motorized systems that are down on the stage. We still use old technology. Definitely works.
The costumes are excellent. The main characters, such as Beast, Lumiere, Cogsworth, Mrs. Potts, Chip, Madame Greyland, Bouche, and Belle, we ordered them from online. So they are the costumes. They're the costumes you'd expect to see on stage. Beautifully made. They look great on stage. Everything's shiny. I mean, you'd expect, when you see Cogsworth, you're going to expect a clock, and you're going to get a clock.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like anything else but that.
Jacob, back to you. How, if there is a variation, I'm not sure because I haven't worked much in your department.
Well, every play is different from the moment we start it to the moment we finish. When we start off with this play, there was a lot of construction I had to do, building Chip's cart and a book cart, just making different props that you don't have. And then once we get into the theater and I'm working with my sound equipment, it changes from sometimes I'm just playing pre-recorded sounds, sometimes I'm miking the stage. It really all depends on the performance.
Any last thoughts from either of you on Beauty and the Beast, other than you better come, people?
You better come.
That's right.
It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. And it is going to be at the Calumet Theater, 7 o'clock, Saturday, 7 o'clock. You're invited. Get your tickets now. Today.